Everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonicweb Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Moses is Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific lady who is a multi-talented, war-winning singer-songwriter from South Alabama. She has a loyal following on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and more. She's open for Diamond Rio and Joan Nichols, and she also had a couple of people that have been featured in a video called It's You, Not Me, having a little bit of a star status and a couple of things you might want to know about, but most importantly, we have a wonderful lady who's got the song in the top five indie mainstream country charts and also has some previous music. What's coming up for this wonderful lady? Live, ladies and gentlemen, to Plus Two's in beautiful South Alabama, the multi-talented, award-winning singer-songwriter, the multi-talented Alice Nelson. Alice, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Alice. You're a multi-talented, award-winning singer-songwriter from South Alabama. You have a loyal following on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and more. And you also open up for Diamond Rio and Joan Nichols. And you have the video, It's You, Not Me, which the song is in the top five indie mainstream country charts. And a couple of wonderful actors have appeared on, and we'd like to hear more. But most importantly, we'd like to hear about you as well with It's You, Not Me, and more in your amazing career. Before getting on that, Alice, tell us how you first got started.
Yeah, so I've been singing since I was 3 years old in church. I grew up singing. My dad did barbecue competitions, and that's actually where a lot of it started for me. I was 7 years old, and I stepped up in Tallahassee, Florida. My dad was doing a competition there, and they had asked if anyone wanted to sing or anything. And I was like, you know what? My little seven-year-old self was like, pick me. And I ran up there. And
pick me, I want to
win
something.
I was the pick me girl. I was the pick me girl. And they were like, oh, what do you want to sing? And I was like, I want to sing The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. So I sang that. And ever since then, I knew for sure this is what I've wanted to do. This is like my entire life. So I've been playing at various festivals. My dad was in barbecue for a while. He's now out of that. He's now my manager, so he travels with me a lot and all that. My parents both do. So he's kind of stopped the barbecue on the side now. It's mainly just straight up music, but I've got to say that's where I started, was that. And then now with the fairs going on, we're in that circuit. So it's always something new, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And besides that precise moment you have being 7 years old and get up on stage, what are some other moments that you had that really stood out for you, and especially ones that solidify your decision and your career choice?
Yeah, so I mean, like when I stood up there on that stage when I was seven, I as soon as I like, you know, just seeing the audience, the way they interacted and the way that they were like, oh my gosh, this and that. And I was seven. I know I wasn't that great like they said I was. They just thought I was cute. So but I'll take it. but I was so excited. I ran to my mom, and my mom tells the story to everybody. She's a proud mom. I love her to death. She likes to tell everybody the story about how when I was seven, I would run up to her and I told her, I was like, Mom, this is what I want to do. All these people are coming up to me saying how great I am. And I'm not going to lie, I think one or two people gave me money. And I was just
Oh
like,
my goodness, you got rich like, that quick. I thought you were Miley Cyrus.
I was 7 year old. Now I was getting some money. I was like, I'm getting rich. I'm going to be rich, Mama. And then I realized I'm 20 years old now and I'm like broke. So, but. That's the thing for you. Music is crazy. One minute you think you're going to be rich, the next minute you're broke. But hey, it's amazing. It really is. I wouldn't change it for the world, because I get to travel so much and I love what I do.
And of course, if you're a fan of Miley Cyrus, just don't be a twerk. I gotta say that.
Yeah, I like her older stuff a lot better.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you too. It's like, you know, my daughters watch Hannah Montana and wanted to model her after her, but then afterwards it's almost like forget it. It's like she should stay with Hannah Montana, to be quite honest with you. So, you know,
Hannah
do something
Montana
like,
was my thing.
Oh yeah, that's one of the favorites. And everybody watched grew up listening, especially her dad, Billy Ray, having a little icky breaky heart. He might have suffered that when Miley did her you know thing. But well, that's a discussion another time as well, too. And besides Miley Cyrus, who are some of your other favorite artists, singers, songwriters growing up?
Taylor Swift was a big one. I love Miss Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, the Loretta Lynn. Those were my big ones growing up. I always was more in traditional country than anything. Growing up, that was them. And then now I'm really into, you know, Asha McBride and Kacey Musgraves. And I really love that country rock kind of feel to it, that southern country rock. So Ashley McBride, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and all them like that, I have big influences by them. I know it's probably all over the place, but I love it. Taylor Swift still is a really big one for me. I take a lot in her. I love what she does. I love what she, you know, she goes out and she works her butt off no matter what. People, you know, talk so much about her, good and bad, and she embraces it no matter what. And I love how that she can just do that and just like let it roll off and do her thing and write music that relates to her. And that's one thing that I love to do is just write music and put out music that I can relate to, that I know others can relate to as well.
You also have a couple of releases, you know, one's out, one you previously had out, and you got a few others coming up, and you talked about some of the legends. You also open up for a couple of legends. We'll find out with the amazing Alice Nelson from It's You, It's Not Me. But first, you listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SoundCrab Studios. Visit online at soundcrabstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. SonicWeb Studios is the answer. SonicWeb Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960 or email to support at soundcrabstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. SonicWeb Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon, paperback, and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first to go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews. In Eve, Love, and Doors by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and Eminem's. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Apple Music, Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and more. Also, follow us on Podbean, Pandora, and more podcast platforms coming soon. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia. Check it out today. And support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. You heard the multi-talented, award-winning singer-songwriter from South Alabama, Al Nelson, here on The Mike Wagner Show with It's You, Not Me. And before we talk about the top five indie music country hit as well on the charts and also the video that getting a lot of airplay, talking about a couple of stars, you open up for a couple of amazing people in the country business, Diamond Rio and Joe Nichols. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So actually both times that was at the Rattlesnake Rodeo in right there by my hometown, Op, Alabama. So we played at first Joe Nichols was actually, I was a soloist at the time. So I only played by myself on stage and, I had opened for him that day and he's really cool. He was awesome. The second time this past year, back in March of 2023, me and my entire band, which included my late and missed drummer that recently passed away, Mr. David Balderson, and my guitarist that passed away recently, Adam Cooper.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, rest in peace to them. But we all played that, and we opened up for Diamond Rio at the Rattlesnake Rodeo in March 2023. And it was definitely a very fun time. We had a blast doing it, and everyone was amazing. There was a really great crowd out there. So it's always fun when you get to, you know, play anywhere, but when you're opening up for legends like that, that just it tells you something different, and you know it feels amazing for sure.
And certainly amazing. And we saw Diamond Rio 93 in West Virginia, and they know how to put on a show. Them, Sawyer Brown, and of course, you know, watching Willie Nelson back in the day too. So it got to be so amazing watching these legends out there. So yeah. And certainly does as well, too. And, of course, you talked about the two members passing away recently. You also picked up two members. And two you would like to talk about in the video. It's You, Not Me. They're supposed to be with us on tonight, but unfortunately they cannot make it. And, you know, we're going to have a couple of guests on, but due to previous commitments. And, Alice, perhaps you can talk about who are your two favorites on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the video for It's You Not Me, talking also about Dave and Adam that had recently passed away, that video is actually in honor of them. At the end of the video, it says in loving memory of Adam Cooper and David Lee Botterson. So we had took David's son, actually, Steven Steiner. He was playing the boyfriend in the music video. Well, the ex-boyfriend, and he's actually a pretty good friend of mine. So we were like, hey, I want to have a guy that I think would be, fun to have in the video, but I also want to throw a drink in your face. So I was like, you have to be okay with that. And he was like, I don't know. I was like, look, you've done something in the past, or you will do something to deserve this, so this should be fun. So he agreed, and we had a great time. His dad, he was in the video playing the drums and all that, and we had him in the video, and he did really well. He's actually never done anything like that before. That was his very first time ever being in any kind of film or acting or anything.
Oh,
So
wow.
I was honestly, to be honest, I have to like give him out a great shout out to him because he was amazing at the role. And then Jade Booker, she is one of my best friends. She is absolutely amazing. She's never done nothing like that either. So this is just something super new for both of them, and I'm so happy with how they done because they were absolutely amazing. They picked up real quickly. They knew what they were doing, and they got to it. I mean, they practiced. We only went through lines like once or twice. We have everything figured out, and they came in. We filmed it for a couple days. It took Within a couple of weeks, we had the first half and everything, and we filmed it at three different locations.
Wow.
So, Jay did not have a speaking part, but Steven did. And Steven and me, we kind of just figured out what we wanted to do by, off the top of our heads at the moment. And Jade, I have to be honest with Jade, I met her at Waffle House,
Of
and
all places,
of all
meeting
places.
people.
Yes, it was love at first waffle.
You know what? That should be a next hit for your next song. Love at
It
First
should.
Waffle. Oh my
It should.
gosh.
And I'll tell you why, because it's funny, because not only is my friend Jay that's in the music video there, but my boyfriend is actually, he worked at Waffle House, so that's kind of cool. So
And he makes the best waffles in South Alabama, I'll bet you.
absolutely, everybody just Waffle House. I mean, I'm like the Waffle House girl, which, if you watch, I mean, I'm sure you watch music, Walker Hayes and everything like that. He's big into Waffle House, Luke Combs, all them. These artists, I just figured like that's just an artist thing. Musicians go to Waffle House. Why? Because it's like the only thing left open after a show at nighttime.
Right, yeah, and
So,
of course, you
I
know,
mean,
Denny's used to be, they kind of push them away.
yeah.
Sometimes you got to pair Perkins or and I think Chili's and everything like that, but you're right. It is like the last of Americana 24/7. Unless you had too much to drink, you probably grab some White Castles. They taste great, but then you regret it later. And the funny part was, even if you're sober, White Castles taste like crap.
I won't say anything because, like, one day if they want to sponsor me, I will take that. So I'm not going to say anything bad about them.
Oh, I
But,
know. I'm kidding with you, by the way. I'm kidding.
but no, but Waffle House, I'll tell you, like, for some reason, it's just like, it's not a Waffle House, it's a Waffle Home. And
Waffle home.
I literally like my waffles and my omelets, my bacon, I'm good to go at 3 a.m. in the morning after a show. But yeah, I met her literally there. She was working there, and we became really good friends. And she introduced me to who is now my boyfriend and everything. So she's a really great person. I love her to death. And I did not know how she was going to do in this video because I told her, I was like, look, I don't want to make you look bad. However, we're going to make you look like, the girl that he's cheating on me with. So you're going to be the other girl. So, I mean, you're gonna have that kind of little eye here and eye there kind of look to it. But she's like, oh, I agree. I'm cool with this. I'm good. So we actually ended up making it where I was like, hey, I found out, but she did not know. And then in the video, which actually was not in the video, we ended up taking it out and cutting it because we wanted to make sure we got the water in the face scene towards Steven a lot better. But to start with, it was actually Jade was slapping Steven in the face.
Oh my gosh.
And I was throwing water at him. And the last final cut, you can tell a little bit where she slaps him and I throw the water, but it's not aimed directly at her because we want to make sure we get that water scene in. But at the end, she walks out behind me and we're like, bye. And then we're laughing out the door. But she was a real trooper and so was Steven on that. And we actually only did that in one take. So that was
Wow.
actually. And Steven was very happy with me on that, I'm sure, because he did not have but one extra pair of clothes with him. So he had one shot and one shot only, or he was going to be soaking wet. So,
Oh my gosh, that deserves a trip to the Waffle House. I gotta say that. So
Waffle House it is.
there
Matter of
you
fact, I might
go.
need me some breakfast in the morning.
And there's another one too called Waffle House Girl. That'd be another great song. I was thinking of a song that I had on my show. Dean Freeman did a song called McDonald's Girl, and I thought that'd be a perfect compliment. I love my Waffle House Girl. Makes waffles and everything else.
I'll just say right now, Waffle House industry people, if you see this, I am open for sponsorships. Sponsor me. I have done advertising now. Hello.
All right, well, there you go. And of course, you've got some other songs coming up. You've got a previous one, and where can we find It's Not You, It's You, Not Me with Alice Nils. We'll find out just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Molson Zia. We'll be back with the amazing, multi-talented, award-winning singer-songwriter from South Alabama, Alice Nilsson, after this timeout. We're back to the multi-talented singer-songwriter from Alabama, Alice Nilsson, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And of course, a bit about It's You, Not Me in just 1 minute. You also had some previous music called Girlfriend, and tell us about that. If there's some other music out there, feel free to talk about it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Girlfriend was my very first single ever released. And it was written with Carmen Melton Bennett here in South Alabama. And we are super excited because that song, it went pretty well. It was also on the top 20 charts of independent. And it was a fun song for sure. We wanted to, kind of write a song about the girlfriend before the girlfriend,
Huh,
you know.
girlfriend
And
before the
not
girlfriend before the girlfriend. Interesting.
Yeah, literally, like just all these lined up. But we were like, we don't want to bash the guy really, but we don't really want to bash the girl either. We just kind of like, hey, I'd like to warn you. Like, I know what you're going through. I've been there. Like, this, I'm the girlfriend before you. Like, let me talk to you. I know what's going to happen here. So we decided, we sat down and me and Carmen was over like a Zoom and all that, and we were sitting down, figuring out what we wanted to do, and we came up with Girlfriend, and it was actually the very first song I ever did a co-write with.
Huh,
So
interesting.
yeah, so that was the very first co-write song. All my other songs I've played, and released and are releasing coming up soon are all solo writes. So that's something that was really fun to be able to get out a little bit more of my comfort zone and do a co-write with someone.
And speaking of the comfort zone, you're writing three songs. You've got some music coming up, and maybe a bit more about that without giving too much away. So maybe a bit about what's coming up music-wise for you.
Yes, absolutely. So we are working on a EP album, within the next couple months. We're hoping to get it recorded. We're looking for sponsorships right now, trying, because everything is very expensive, the recording process and everything to get it out to everyone. So we are looking for sponsorships, which if anyone's interested, they can email me at alicenelsonmusic@gmail.com. And that's would be very appreciative if anyone would like to help sponsor that album EP. It will, we'll have different songs on there. I believe there's going to probably be, I'm in the mix of wondering if I'm going to put another co-write on there or not. But Girlfriend will be included on there, and so will It's You Not Me. And I know for sure I do have a song that I played at the North American Country Music Awards Internationals this past March, and it ended up winning for Songwriter of the Year, and it's called Flowers. Now,
Okay.
Flowers is not officially released right now, but I have been playing out live a lot, and there are a lot of people has really enjoyed the song and loved it. It's a little bit different than what I usually put out or what I've written. I kind of just took it and was like, you know what? I want to write something slow. I want to write one of these slow down songs that actually makes you like feel something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great song, but it also makes me want to cry. So I have literally cried performing it before, and that's just, when you touch people, I've seen other people cry when I've sung this song. So when you touch people with songs, you just, it's like something that I've got to put out. I've got to see how this does. So that song will be on that album or EP that we release, and I know because everyone's begging for it. And then upon that, we're gonna have a couple others that I'm not gonna announce yet because some people haven't even actually heard the new songs that we're putting on the EP. There's songs I haven't even showed to anyone, just myself in my bedroom. So there's a lot of things that we're very excited to be releasing pretty soon, and where we're going on a short little tour, going to Kentucky, going here and there. We're with the Alabama circuit for the fairs now, so we're performing through all that. And every once in a while, you never know, I might just throw out a brand new song at one of these events. So when we have events near you, I encourage everyone to come out and hear what's happening because you never know.
And make sure to buy her something at Waffle House afterwards. She would really appreciate you buy something for her at
Take me to
Waffle
Waffle
House.
House.
There you go.
You want to
Yeah,
win
there
my
you
heart?
go.
Take me to Waffle House.
All right, that sounds great. And we're here with Allison Nelson of It's You Not Me here on the Mike Wagner Show. And just a couple more things. What else can we expect in 2024 and beyond, or even going to 2025?
Yeah, so definitely the album, and there's some things in the works that I'm not allowed to say just due to confidentialities and all that, and I don't want to get sued. So but
Except for
there
Waffle House, I'm kidding.
Waffle House, don't sue me, just sponsor me.
Yeah, there you go. Or buy her
Give me free
breakfast or
waffles.
something. I could use a Waffle House right now.
Give me some free waffles. There's some great opportunities coming actually in 2025. And I know that we've got a while for that, but there's some appearances that will be seen worldwide. Like I said, I can't talk about it no matter how much I really want to. But I just look out on social media and at AliceNelsonMusic.com, Alice Nelson Music, and all Instagram, Facebook, all that cool social media stuff. And follow along because I'm posting every day. I post a lot. Some of y'all may get tired of it, but it's definitely a lot of information that I'm trying to get out there to everyone. We are very excited with, everything we're doing here in 2024. We just submitted to hopefully be into the Josie Music Awards in October, which is going to be held at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice, nice.
So that is very excited. For the last 2 years, I was nominated. So hopefully we get nominated again this year. I'm hoping and praying. Right now, actually, they got the Fans Choice Awards as well, and everyone can vote for that. So if you're watching this and you would like to vote for me, if you like my music and like what I do, go to josiemusicawards.com and Fan Choice Awards. Submit Alice Nelson and tell a little bit about what you like in my music and everything, and how you found me, and submit me for a fan choice. That award is not actually based on quantity, but quality. It's not based on quantity of number of votes, but quality of the votes and what is being said. So if anyone's interested in wanting to do that, I'd really appreciate it. So hopefully we'll come back with a couple of awards from that award show.
Sounds great. And make sure you keep us up to date as well, too. And and just a couple of things. Who do you consider your biggest influence in your career?
My biggest influence? Phew. Honestly, my parents, they have always been very supportive of me. They have influenced me in everything for who I am today, and they have helped me a lot. They support me big time in my music. They travel with me and do all that. I've had some really big influences. Shout out to Mr. Jimmy Harris. He is actually one of the people that has helped me learn guitar, and he was amazing, and he is amazing, and he has helped me.
Okay, all right. We're having technical difficulties here. She didn't run up to Waffle House. We're here with the amazing multi-talented Alan Nelson here on the Mike Wagner Show, and it's powered by Sonic
That I've
Web
had.
Studios. Okay. All right. Yeah, you cut out a little bit. We apologize. So again, you were saying?
There's just a bunch of mentors that I have had that I'm very proud of, like Elaine Lunsford from the Alabama Music Association, which got me into the North American Country Music Awards. And I don't know if y'all heard that part or the part where I said Jimmy Harris, who had actually taught me how to play guitar. So, and then of course my parents and all that, some great people that have influenced me. And I'm also very blessed. I just want to thank God, for everything that he's given me, the gift up above, just to be able to do what I love to do.
Amen to that, I gotta say. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Yeah, so the best advice I could give is just, believe in yourself. You're gonna get probably a lot of no's before you get a yes. I've been there. It's just the process of music. No matter what, do not give up. No matter, I don't care if someone comes up to you and tells you, "Hey, I just don't like what you do. I don't like who you are." Da 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 da. I've had that a lot of times. You're gonna have struggles. No matter if it's in music or if it's in, I mean, whatever you do, if you're doing a sport, if you're doing art, whatever you're doing, you're gonna have struggles into it. But as long as you just, you trust in the Lord and you believe in yourself and you keep going, never give up, you're gonna get to the point where you wanna go, and you're gonna be amazing. Trust me, you're gonna do great. So don't ever give up on your dreams.
Amen to that as well. Great message as well. We're here with Al Niles, the multi-talented, award-winning singer-songwriter from Alabama with It's You, Not Me. We'll play the audio version of it on the Mike Wagner Show. Make sure you tune to that. Al, it's a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Perhaps a Waffle House sometime. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your music?
Yeah, AliceNelsonMusic.com, Alice Nelson Music on all social media platforms. Y'all, please definitely go check it out. And thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Once again, Alice, a very big thank you for your time. You've been totally amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love having you back. Wish you all the best. And Alice, you definitely have a great future, have you?
Thank you so much.